Every time I thought it couldn't get any more bizarre, it always did.
And I'm begging and pleading for my life. I don't want to die. Please don't kill me.
We've actually been contacted by people who believe their family members are serial killers.
True crime comes in all shapes and sizes.
I will say one of the first times I went out there, I said, this is going to go down bad.
Some stories will shock you.
This is a murderer. I know that people are innocent until proven guilty, but we're not talking about a smash in a mailbox here.
Others might make you cry.
To think that their anger or their money is more important than somebody else's, is in somebody's life.
And some just leave us asking questions, lots of questions.
It was really unusual for a person to have on men's dress socks and nothing else. That's very odd.
Our new weekly podcast, True Crime Chronicles, covers them all.
I'm Will Johnson.
And I'm Jessica Knoll.
And we believe that it's vital to talk to the people who were there when it all went down.
I was basically left for dead by him.
They followed my every move. I got death threats by the hundreds.
We're diving deep into our archive of cases from local newsrooms across the country, going back decades, and telling you about ones you might not have heard of.
Community still talks about it to this day, the redhead in the refrigerator.
And bringing a new perspective to bigger, more well-known stories.
This is the largest cluster of unsolved strangulations in American history.
True Crime Chronicles, a new podcast from Vault Studios.
Coming soon to Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There is no retirement plan for serial killers.